Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot Consulting. Whether you need technical architecture, developer support, optimization and analysis, on-site training, or just general guidance for your Drupal project, Lullabot has led many of the largest Drupal projects in the world. Visit lullabot.com or call 877-LULLABOT to find out how we can help you with your next project.
I'm Jimmy Berry. I've been doing a lot of work on, first of all, getting symbol test into core in Drupal 7, and then improving a lot of the APIs and ability to debug it, and most recently. Also been working a lot on the automated side of things, testing out Drupal.org, all those kinds of things. And the biggest thing we're trying to do right now is bring it to contrib modules so they can take advantage of the automated side of things.
So maybe you could just give a sort of a picture as to what happens when someone submits a patch and then all these machines are going off and testing it. Like what sort of things are happening with these suite of tests that we now have in Drupal core?
First of all, when you submit a patch on Drupal.org, it will send it over to testing on Drupal.org, which will then distribute it to the various clients. So all they end up doing is running the entire symbol test suite that's in core right now, and then aggregating the results back to testing on Drupal.org, which then gets a summarized message in the issue queue.
And so what, maybe you could say, like, what does the simple test actually test? What is it testing? What can it do and what does it not do?
So currently, I guess, the test suite that we have in core focuses on functional testing as opposed to unit testing, which is a little bit more kind of the bigger picture of things. It looks at the end user interfaces mainly, things like that. So it uses what we call the internal browser, which acts just like a regular browser. So a lot of the tests will go through and click on links, essentially submit forms, do all those kinds of things that an end user would do, and check for validation, just general stuff.
So I guess the goal is to have the full coverage so that, you know, you ensure that if you make one change, it doesn't ripple out and break something else. And so I guess, like, how do you even test how much range of how full or how complete your test coverage is?
I guess currently it's not too well done checking for code coverage right now. Acquia has some reports that they were going to generate on a regular basis, but they're kind of on and off. The most recent ones we had were from a couple weeks ago, and they put the number at around 80%. It also is including files like the API documentation files and things in that count, which technically should never be executed by the test. So there's kind of some, you know, some unclarified sectors there, but it's definitely very high. And once again, the key thing with functional testing is just loading a single page invokes the entire menu system, the access system, all kinds of theming, all that kind of stuff. So you're getting a very massive coverage there with very little effort.
It seems like this sort of testing has changed a lot in the Drupal core development process in the terms of how developers are needing to kind of almost get all the tests passing. They're sort of exposing that it's breaking something and getting the test passed before a human will even look at it. Is that sort of true, or what maybe you could talk about sort of like how that's changed?
Yeah, so I guess in the past, more so taking on the challenge of actually reviewing a patch was a much bigger deal. Apply the patch, all those kinds of things, check for errors and check for the actual, you know, functionality and implementation of the patch. Now that we have the automated testing, that's somewhat changed. It's generally accepted that unless the bot says the patch is okay, there's really not much point in looking at, you know, you always accept the bot whether or not the bot says that the patch is 100% passing the test or not. And then the main thing that the reviewer needs to do is determine whether or not there's any issues with the implementation of the patch and more kind of focus on the higher level things that are better done by humans. So.
And so maybe you could give an example of a sort of a typical case where someone would submit a patch and it'd be broken. And what sort of things would be broken, and how would the testing know that, and then how would they go in and fix it?
So I guess some of the very simple things that the bot will detect is like whether or not the patch applies. So things like that no longer have to be detected by a human. It automatically reruns the tests on patches like every 24 hours. So very easily, if patches get out of sync with head, that can be detected. It'll check to make sure that Drupal installs. There's no issues with that. So if there's broken schema or anything in there, it's going to find that. And then any of the tests in core. So I guess some of the things we've had is it's very easy, of course, just from, you know, whenever you code, to break anything in other areas of core. So since the automated bot runs all the tests, it will pick up those issues anywhere in the suite.
So it's sort of, you know, the changes that you're doing are rippling out into other aspects of the core that usually would take a bug fix cycle very long, sometimes of, you know, 6 to 8 months. Do you expect to see that a lot of that, you know, bug fixing phase in Drupal 7 to be a lot shorter because of the testing? Or
yeah, I definitely think the bug fixing phase should be shorter. Crowley has said this on multiple occasions, that he actually said it's more of a challenge to find a bug now. He says in previous release cycles it's very easy. He says you could just go hit a few pages and you'd come across something that was a bug, and he says now you have to actually look and work a little harder to find a bug. So definitely I would think the general just bug fixing cycles should be a lot shorter.
And so maybe you could talk a bit about what else you're doing in terms of this testing. Are you doing more services, or what sort of your current employment or study that you're doing right now?
Yeah, so I guess my main kind of focus right now is to get the next version of the automated testing stuff on Drupal.org, which will abstract a number of things, which will allow contributed testing, things like that. And then I'd like to move Boomtar Development, which is my company, to kind of work into providing a service to Drupal shops to kind of provide the same kind of automated testing that Drupal.org does, only for custom code that development shops have, and focus on testing live site configurations, so testing with the actual data and testing that a set of like 8 modules configured a specific way, provide a certain workflow, things like that, kind of more of the things that you'd want to do to ensure that you don't break a live site when you're rolling out new features and things like that.
So are you working with Derek Wright's company at all? With, I know they're doing some sort of testing services and other things, or is this something that you've worked with existing clients out there that are looking for this type of test-driven development infrastructure?
Yeah, I've worked with a number of clients and kind of come to the conclusion that kind of testing the actual live data set was a very good, really useful what they'd like to move to. I haven't worked a lot with Derek. We've discussed the idea a few times, never really gotten much past that, but...
I guess what's sort of the immediate next thing of like what are you working on right now, just to sort of wrap it up?
So like I said, I really like to get that service going, so there's a few back end things I need to set up, get things like that, mainly the getting the second version of the automated testing out so we can take advantage of that, have contrib, so we'd really like to see contrib be able to take advantage of testing, especially with the system built into 7 now, and then have coverage reports. That'd be really nice. So you could come to a module page and see that this module has tests and that it covers, you know, 90% of its code right now. That's kind of that'd right away give you a quality measure of how decent the module is. So.
Okay, well, great. Thanks.
Thank you.